A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. And today we are talking about 47's Big, Beautiful, Ugly Bill. As you know, there has been a lot of discussion about this bill. The bill is controversial for lots of reasons, and even Republicans, who usually are in lockstep with one another, are fighting about this bill. One of the reasons why is because it's going to add $3.3 trillion to our national debt, and 47 promised not to do that. It's also going to cut Medicaid benefits for all types of people, including veterans, and food assistance and all the things that happen, which is already less than 1% of the budget. But for some reason, we have to cut that and put billions of dollars into the military. No money for infrastructure, all the things. So there's just lots of problems. And then the tax cuts, of course, he wants to extend the 2017 tax cuts that were for billionaires and continue those, which means that they will pay less in taxes. And then, as was the case the last time, which is why I don't know why y'all voted for this dude again. But as was the case the last time, would mean that the middle class and the working poor and the lower middle class would suffer, i.e. we would pay more in taxes. So, you know, for example, 47, when he was 45, I think he paid, less than $1,000 in taxes, even though he's a billionaire. So what you need to know is you need to read the bill. One of the things about the bill is that it is long. So what they have done, or what the GOP has tried to do and effectively has done previously, is they make edits to it and then push it through at midnight, 1 a.m., when most people are asleep. So the next morning when you get up and they're referring to the big, beautiful bill or whatever, you think they're talking about what they were talking about the day before when they made changes overnight. So you need to stay up to date on the big, beautiful bill. And I say that with so much sarcasm. I hope it's dripping into your screen. But you need to know what's in the bill. You need to see what's being sneaked into the bill, what's being cut out of the bill. Even his former collaborator, I think that's a kind word. I'm trying to be kind today. Elon Musk is against this bill because of what it will do to the debt and some of the what he calls unnecessary cuts that will have devastating effects on Americans. So think for yourself. I have been watching YouTube TV, and they have been running ads from some group that is saying that this is all Joe Biden's fault. Now, Joe Biden hasn't been in office for a while, right? It's all Joe Biden's fault, and we need to pass this big, beautiful bill to fix all the bad things that he did when he was in office. That would be Joe Biden. So if you've been following any politics, if you've been following this big, beautiful bill, you know that's absolutely not the case. The big, beautiful bill is really about devastating certain communities. It's about enriching certain individuals who are already rich, and it's about bringing a large part of America to its knees for having the audacity to say that this is not what we want. We don't want this. So I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm not telling you what to do. I am telling you to read the bill and to share your concerns with your congresspeople. And I also want to remind you that your congresspeople work for you. They don't work for the president. The Supreme Court does not work for the president. I know we're not saying that, but they don't work for the president. These are elected officials. They work for you. So if you have something to say about it, if you want them to vote a certain way, if you don't want them to vote a certain way, you need to let them know. You need to let them know if they do pass this bill and it's going to be negatively, and it's going to negatively affect you, then they will not have your support in the next election, in the midterms. So that's all I got. So what you need to know is read the bill. Contact your congresspeople if you are in support of or against the bill. Know what's in it and let them know, remind them that they work for you, not the other way around. All right. Tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast, the award-winning podcast with Tony Franklin and Chris. And tune in next week so you can hear me tell you what you need to know. Although I think you probably already know what you need to know. You just need me to remind you. Have a great day. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.